When you walk into their apartment in Northwest Baltimore, nothing seems amiss.
This is my husband and me.
I figured.
But right next to the 47-year-old wedding picture and dozens of smiling family photos is a big black-and-white sign. It says, Hun, H-O-N, in tall block letters. Hun, as in, what would you like with that, hun? Or, how you doing, hun? This is the home of the Hun Man. He is a legendary Baltimore figure who for the past 10 years has altered the Welcome to Baltimore sign on the local highway to read, Welcome to Baltimore, Hun. When we arrived at his apartment, his wife told us that the Hun Man was out picking up stuffed cabbage for lunch. The Hun Man, whose identity we won't reveal, is 67. So is his wife.
All of this was done without my knowing anything about it. And I was hearing things on the news. What is going on? But I didn't say anything because I thought, oh, it's not just another some nut running around. One Saturday afternoon, we were going out, and as he pulled out of the parking lot here, instead of turning to the left, he turned to the right. I said, where are you going? He said, I have to show you something. As we got up to where the Welcome to Baltimore sign is, I glanced over, and he looked like this kid who had just been given the best present in the world. He was grinning from ear to ear, and he's saying, look, 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 look. I said, what am I supposed to be looking at? He said, look at the sign. It says, Welcome to Baltimore, Hun. I said, so? He said, I did it. I thought, oh, my gosh. I thought it was rather funny myself.
Not everyone, though, thought it was funny. Baltimore Sun writer Dan Rodericks championed the Hun Man in his columns. After all, Baltimore is a working-class town, where waitresses and receptionists all over the place still call you Hun. But Rodericks soon heard from people who didn't like Hun Man, or even the word Hun. Someone was removing Hun Man signs almost as fast as he put them up.
State Highway Administration said, oh, that we don't take those signs down, no. That doesn't come out under our jurisdiction because that's the city. And the city said, no, that's the state. But we're not taking the signs down.
The Hun Man became a cause célèbre. Eventually, some members of the city council and the Maryland General Assembly wanted to make Welcome to Baltimore, Hun, the city's official motto. One state senator, during a hearing broadcast on public television, threatened to withhold education funds from the city unless the slogan was changed.
And I listened to this thing and I thought, oh my gosh, he's created a monster.
The whole procedure takes less than a minute. That includes the time to get out of the car, hang the sign, get back in the car, and leave.
10 years later, he's still at it. But some things have changed. The Hun Man has retired from his job selling janitorial supplies. Now he drives a cab part-time. But he still likes to pull pranks. On this day, he's agreed to take us by the scene of the crime in a large luxury car, not his cab.
Well, we're now on the Beltway, and it's only a matter of minutes before we get to the location. When you've gone out there to do it, what's been the reaction of people who are driving by?
Oh, they go by, they toot their horn. I get a toot almost every time I'm down there during the day. One person will go by and give me a toot.
There was a period of time there, I remember reading the papers, where you kind of disappeared. The Hun signs, I don't know, it was at least a year. What was going on there?
Well, I got very discouraged. I would hang it in the morning and before 9 o'clock someone would go by and tear it down. I've seen him twice tear the sign down.
And you don't know who he is?
No, I even left him a note one day. It said, maybe we can get together and, iron this problem out. I did. Under the sign, I stapled a note. But he never bothered to acknowledge it.
When we finally get to the spot, the rain has made the median a muddy mess. Too dangerous to park, says the Hun Man. And anyway, we would never, of course, allow ourselves to be present when the Hun Man commits his crime. The police, he says, have pretty much left him alone. He remembers one time when a cop pulled over while he was at work hanging the sign.
And as I'm coming down the hill, he opens his door and I said, you're not going to make me take that down. He says, take what down? I said, that sign. And he looks at the sign and says, you're the one doing that. And I said, yes. And he said, no, I thought you were broke down. No, you can leave it up. And I autographed a sign for him and gave him one.
The Hun man had mugs made up with his now copyrighted message, Welcome to Baltimore, Hun. He donated almost 100 of them to the Baltimore City Life Museum. Months later, they were mysteriously broken. There are a few Hun Man t-shirts still out there, if you can find the Hun Man or his wife. And maybe, just maybe, if you happen to be driving from Washington to Baltimore on the BW Parkway and see a taxi cab parked on the median, you just might find the man himself. Let me give you a hint. He has graying hair, a bit of a paunch, and a single diamond stud in his ear.